Okay, well, as you can probably tell by the tone of my voice, I am quite tired. It's been a very long day and a very long couple of days leading up to today. I was doing a market in the city the city near where I live, and it went really, really well, but I've been up since the wee small hours of this morning, and how I am still awake is a miracle and a mystery. But perseverance will always win out, and I've had, since the last Q&A post that I made, a few more questions and had some today, and the reception to the first one was really, really good, and I'm really pleased that you all liked it so much, and it's something that I would like to continue doing. Someone mentioned a podcast, I can't quite remember who, I think a couple of people mentioned a podcast. That is a cool idea to me. I have no idea how to go about doing such a thing, so if any of you have any tips, let me know. They'll always be welcome. So without further ado, or to do, or whatever the phrase is, I'm going to get on with answering the questions that you guys have continued to send me. So, first one being, since you started posting, was there positive feedback to a part of your body you weren't expecting that really surprised you? Gosh, considering that I've been posting for many, many years now, it's kind of hard to remember particular comments that have stood out to me and that have been really quite nice and surprising and sort of made me think, oh, I wasn't really expecting that, or well, I didn't really see myself in that light. I do get a lot of positive comments that aren't always just, oh, you're really hot, oh god, you're really pretty, I would fuck you. Do you know what I mean? I've had a lot that are genuinely quite thought out and interesting. Comments that are directed more so to how I appear to be alternative compared to what is seen mostly on Gone Wild are quite nice. So anytime I get something along those lines, it's always quite pleasant to read, so I appreciate things like that. Themes to your albums have always been fun. Is there one in particular that you're very fond of? Is there something you've yet to do but would like to eventually make an album of? Well, I'm glad that my themed albums are seen as fun, because again, it's something like I like to put effort into. It's something that I enjoy doing, and I will continue to enjoy doing. The ones that I tend to be most fond of recently would be ones that feature latex, because that's something that I've been into, as most of you can probably tell. So yeah, those are recent favourites. From the past, I would say some of the ones I've done at Halloween have been really good. There's a couple where I almost like completely covered myself in fake blood, which I might do for this Halloween if I get enough time. So if that happens, then you're welcome. If it doesn't, I apologise. Do you want to create something spooky for Halloween? Because as many of you who follow me know and have done for many years now that I've been posting this, I fucking love Halloween. So, yeah. Right, what other questions do we have? A lot of people have asked me where I got the name Tarman from. Some people have speculated that it's a David Bowie reference. I'm guessing Starman, but it isn't. Tarman comes from a character in the movie Return of the Living Dead, which is one of my favourite movies of all time. Tarman being the zombie who sort of chases one of the members of the sort of protagonist's gang, sort of chanting brains. That was a really bad zombie impression. Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that. Oh, but anyway, So yeah, that's that character. He's all sort of slimy and gooey and very sort of typical gross 80s movie zombie looking. And I just, oh, he's my favourite zombie of all time. So that's where Tarman came from. So now you all know. What other questions do we have? So I'm scrolling through Reddit as I answer this. Ah, okay, so we've got quite a few here. I enjoy following your artwork on your Tumblr account. It seems like you have a few Tumblrs. I only have two currently. It seems you have a great working relationship with Wallace Draw. If even just being his muse, his drawings of you are incredible. They are. Are there other artists that you work with or admire or would recommend? There are many. I live on Instagram. It's probably my most actively used form of social media, mainly because it really helps promote my artwork. So Wallace Draw is just, he is incredible. I love his artwork, and he has credited me as a muse on many occasions before, and he has done a few portraits of me. I'll post links to the pages that I mention in the comments of this, so you guys can check them out if Instagram is something that you use. GT6Photo is another friend of mine who I've known for a little while, and his photography is incredible. And if by some miracle I get the chance to visit Ohio at some point, then that is someone that I definitely would want to work with. Get Lost Perv is another artist and designer that I've worked with. We collaborated on a t-shirt design last year, I believe, or the year before. I'm actually currently wearing the t-shirt now, so I'll post a picture of that at some point. Sugar Bones is someone that her work has influenced mine heavily. And once I will share my artwork with you guys at some point, so you'll hopefully be able to see the inspirations I mentioned. So yeah, I'll get to that at some point. Okay, next question is, I love your work. Thank you. Some of it feels like Hello Kitty in the BDSM torture chamber. Do you try and go for an innocence in bondage and sexuality? You seem intelligent about your work in trying to express a greater message. What is that message to you? That's a very involved and wordy question. I'm not really trying to convey any particular message with my artwork. What I try to do, and what I've mentioned in various interviews I've done with a few magazines and online publications, is that I want to make the world of BDSM and fetishes easily accessible to people, because sometimes they can be seen as quite sort of obviously taboo and a little bit scary and a little bit off-putting to some people. So my style of artwork is very, a lot of people kind of describe it as comic book or cartoony, a little bit anime, and I would to some extent agree with them. So my style tries to make various fetishes and things like rope bondage, ball gags, and all those fun bits and pieces not so much acceptable, but accessible, sort of not as offensive or scary, a little bit fun and quirky and cool almost. How did/does your artwork evolve? You spoke about the symbiosis of your photography and your drawings. How do you think they work together? I wouldn't really say that my photography and my drawings work together so much. Sometimes when I'll do a photo set and post it here to Reddit, I'll go through them and sometimes they'll inspire various pieces of art, but for the most part my artwork is inspired by the people that I follow on Instagram that I mentioned earlier, and various things I'll see on places like Tumblr or FetLife, and even friends I have within the scene. A lot of them have inspired my work previously, so I try and draw inspiration from the people that I surround myself with mostly. Where do you see the next step in your evolution taking you? Well, if we're talking about evolution in terms of my artwork, in the new year, I'm going to look into tattoo apprenticeships. So despite the fact that I have zero tattoos on my body, I've been talking with a few people, my boyfriend especially, who has quite a few friends that are tattoo artists, and I've had people say to me before that my work would translate quite well into the world of tattoos, and I know a few people already have work of mine tattooed on them, so it seems like a natural progression, and it's something that I have thought about doing before, so there's no harm in reaching for your dreams. You don't get anywhere in life unless you actively try and achieve your goals. It's as simple as that. Rightio, let's find some more questions. Scroll. Ooh, lots of baking questions, because as I mentioned in the previous post that I did, I do love baking. So, what is your favourite thing to bake? Oh, I tell you what I did make, and I brought it into work recently. Chocolate chip banana loaf. Oh god, okay, it's divine. Absolutely incredible. And maybe I'll post a link to the recipe in particular that I used, but I hate using this word because it creeps so many people out, but moist sponge and just like gooey chocolate chips. A slice of that with a cup of tea on a rainy day when it's cold at work and there's no customers around. Makes your day instantly better. Second question, what is your main... It says milieu. Oh, it's a French word, I don't know how to pronounce it. Of art. I think it's pictures and photographs, correct? Have you sold any pictures or works of art? I haven't sold, like, pictures if you mean photographs. I've sold maybe things like posters, postcards, stickers, acrylic paintings, pin badges that I make. That's actually most of what I sold today. That's the main body of work that I produce. I have a website, I have a store on a website called Redbubble, which sells things like mugs, t-shirts, phone cases, notebooks, tote bags, cushions, wall tapestries, all sorts of things. But they're like a print on, if you guys are familiar with Redbubble, you'll know what I mean. They're like a print on demand service. So they're really good. I don't really get much of an income from that because it being a print on demand service, I only get a certain percentage of the profit of each item, if that makes sense. So Redbubble's like a little bit of extra income each month for me. I tend to make more when I do markets like I did today. There's the second part of that question, actually. If you could be doing anything at all right now with your life, what would it be? Ooh. Do you know what? I'm so content with what I'm doing right now. Considering this time last year, my life is very different now, but I'm in a very happy place. I'm very comfortable. Things are finally going in a good direction for me. I have some stability. I have people around me that are helping me focus and like realize my dreams and helping me achieve them and putting me in the right direction. So that's really nice. So there's nothing that I'd be doing right now apart from what I'm already doing. Yeah. Question three of this little set. What are your true feelings about Mary Berry? For what it's worth, I think she's awesome, and the new series isn't the same without her. There's something so pleasant in the way she tells people they failed. That's not quite what you wanted to be, was it? I adore Mary Berry. She's like the nation's grandma, I think. Although I will say, I do love Prue Leaf as well. I think she's a fantastic judge. And she's kind of like that quirky older auntie in the family. And Sandy and Noel are brilliant hosts. God, I love Noel to pieces, and I've loved him ever since the Mighty Boosh, so he's good. I love him. let's see, what else have we got? Would you ever share some of your art and photography that you mentioned with us? I will. I'll get it into a post separately on its own at some point. It's just I've not really had the much time to get that all sorted out recently. I've been very, very busy. Another question. Oh, yes. This is a rather light question, but could you describe the area that you live? Several time zones away, so I'm curious about other places. It's fairly genteel. It's quite a large town, but everyone's really lovely and friendly. There's a real sense of community and care around where I live, more so than where I was living beforehand. I'm currently living back in the town where I grew up, so I know a lot of people here, which is nice, whereas living before near London, apart from my boyfriend at the time, I didn't really know anybody else apart from him and the people I worked with, so I felt very alien around there. So it's nice to be living around familiarity once again. So yeah, that's good. Okie dokie. Next set of questions. Where would you most like to travel? What would you do there? Easy, Japan. I would buy everything Rilakkuma. I would eat my body weight in ramen and katsu every day. I would buy all my clothes from Harajuku. I would spend an insane amount of money on ridiculous sweet treats. I would have to spend fortune in extra luggage to bring back to England with me, because I'd be buying so many toys, clothes, little gadgets. To be honest, I'd be lucky if I ever came back if I went to Japan. I think I'd move over there if I could. What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you in bed? Oh God. I think I almost broke a guy's dick once. Yeah, that was the thing that happened. Not so funny for him, but it made me laugh, certainly. what's your favourite thing to have for breakfast? I'm not really a breakfast person, because I tend to, if I'm not working in the morning, I tend to wake up after breakfast time has been and done. But recently I've taken to having what I like to call eggy crumpets, which is kind of like French toast, but instead of bread, you dip a crumpet in beaten egg. It's really delicious, and if you haven't tried it, I recommend that you do. It's really good with bacon. What would be your entry music as a wrestler? No, you can't pick Africa. Damn it. And what would you call your signature move? Oh, God, that's a really, really tough question. In terms of wrestling themes, my favourite ever wrestling theme is Jake the Snake Roberts. It's so good. I was listening to it earlier, actually, and it's one of those like real 80s, like just, oh, it's kind of like intense and just great. So I would say that I'd want his music as an entrance theme, but I'm guessing I'm not allowed to choose an existing wrestler. Maybe because I'm just a bizarre human being, I'd have something ridiculous like the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune. And I'd come out all smiley and happy like Tyler Bate, just like waving to the audience while like you hear the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune playing in the background. Oh, just thinking about that now, that is quite a funny image actually. What would I call my signature move? Oh, maybe something like the Nugget Crunch, because I love nuggets. I don't really know why crunch comes into it, but it just seems appropriate. Okay. The next two questions are kind of very similar, so I'm going to answer them as like one. It's mainly about reading and books and my voice, funnily enough. So, do you ever think about recording yourself reading naughty short stories? Well, do you know what? When I read this question earlier, first I thought, it's not something I'd really want to do because I think I'd sound, silly. But then I thought about it again. And I was thinking that if you guys who are visitors of my subreddit would write maybe a little short story that you would like me to read or record. You can submit a thread or whatever. I don't know quite how the subreddit thing works, but you'll submit it. And maybe I'll have it up for a few days, and after a few days, I'll choose the best one and record it. Does that sound all right? I think that sounds all right. In terms of stories and books that I like to read, I'm very much into manga, or however you pronounce it, especially horror manga. I'm reading Fragments of Horror by Junji Ito at the moment. I have a few of his books, and he's definitely a favourite of mine. His Uzumaki series is second to none, and if you guys, I'm sure you guys might be aware of him, but if you're not, search it out. Or there's another one that he did, it's like a short story, I think it's called Amigara Fault, I think that's it, but that is a very, very good one. I highly recommend that one. And I think in terms of questions, that is it. So this was a really, really long little recording today, and I'm really sorry if I sound tired and generally sleepy, but I wanted to get this out to you guys because I appreciate you sticking around with me and giving me all these questions and taking an interest in me. It's really, really flattering. It's really sweet. So thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And as always, if you have any more questions or you want to know, throw them my way, and I'll do a part three very soon. So I'm going to say good night. I'm going to go to bed, and the rest of you have a lovely, lovely evening.